My lords, I've been engaged in this pursuit of this issue for nearly 2 years now, and I'm no further through to getting to the truth. I think there are three possible conclusions which may come from it. I think there may have been a massive piece of money laundering committed by a major government which ought to know better, and that this has effectively undermined the integrity of a British bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, in doing so. The second alternative is that a major American department has an agency which has gone rogue on it because it has been wound up and has created a structure out of which they are seeking to get, well, at least 50 billion euros as a payoff. And the third possibility is that this is an extraordinary elaborate fraud which has not been carried out, but which has been prepared in order to provide a threat to one government or more if they don't pay them off. So there are three possibilities, and this all needs a very urgent review. My lords, it starts in April and May of 2009 with the alleged transfer to the United Kingdom, to the HSBC, of a sum of $50 trillion. And 7 days later, ping, in comes another $50 trillion to the HSBC, and then 3 weeks later, another $50 trillion, total of $5 trillion in each case, total of $15 trillion is alleged to have been passed into the hands of HSBC for onward transit to the Royal Bank of Scotland, and we need to look to where this came from and what the history of this money is, and I have been trying to sort out the sequence by which this money has been created and where it's come from for a long time.